We're going to finish on Sky Atlantic and Now TV, on which it's available as a box set, with a new comedy drama which arrived on Monday, the 8th of April. It's called The Regime. And here's a clip.
Madam, if you are indeed proposing an invasion...
No one is proposing an invasion, no one. Call it an expression of peace and love. Something like that. Something fun. Snappy. Yep. Good.
Yes, it is, and it has the ever-brilliant Kate Winslet in it. Of course, she's won some Emmys recently, hasn't she, as well? We saw her in Mare of Easttown, which is absolutely brilliant. This is a really quite a different thing, I think, for Kate Winslet to be in. And she plays the part of this very deluded despot who's losing her kind of grip on society. So she's essentially a dictator, a paranoid ruler in this sort of modern day dictatorship. But she's got all this. It's funny because there she is, the ruler, with all of her supporters, her cronies, her right hand men are all men. There's no women at all that I could see. And she lives in this kind of... she's massively opulent. She can do anything she wants. She's waited on hand and foot, you know, clicks her fingers, this happens, that happens. And in the main, the people really quite like her. You know, she's not at all how you'd imagine a dictator to be, or how we imagine a dictator to be, because she's completely different. She has got this sort of different side, and it's almost barking mad, really, frankly, the things that she does. But she thinks that her people will love her unconditionally, but I think she soon begins to realize that she doesn't, because she falls she turns to this soldier who is absolutely, I mean, he's kind of like an animal, kind of eats like an animal, and he behaves really badly, and he's really, really quite scary, and you think he's gonna walk in the room and kill you. But she turns to him and the two of them become lovers as well. And when that happens, people start to turn against her. So where in that moment she had everybody adoring her, listening to her, her want for more, for control, for ownership becomes, you know, all-consuming. And, you know, these two people, I suppose it is a love story. It's two people that should never have been together, that should never have fallen in love, if you like, come from two different paths, and it's catastrophic, really. But it's really odd in places, and it is this kind of black comedy. So it's so mad, it'll make you laugh, I suppose, is the bottom line. It's so crazy, it'll make you laugh. But I think she does hold it all together. As I say, it's something very, very, something very different for her. I don't think we've seen her in anything before. And we know that she's, as an actor, is really quite versatile. And she makes this her own. But it is quite weird and wonderful all at the same time. What did you think, Ian?
It is a bit of an oddity. Yeah, certainly a very different part for Kate Winslet, who we both really like. And in this, she's speaking kind of out of the side of her mouth, and she's got a lisp, a slight lisp. I think it's aiming for the sort of political, satirical tone of something like The Death of Stalin, the film by Armando Iannucci, which was really, really good. But obviously had a real life background, whereas this is set in a fictional Central European dictatorship. I don't think it's quite as funny as it thinks it is. And after a few minutes, I was finding it slightly annoying. I didn't think the dialogue was that great. So maybe I was just in the wrong mood when I started watching it. And once you haven't bought into something like this, I think it's a bit of a lost cause. But there's some interesting stuff in there. I mean, this soldier is brought in to walk in front of her and test the humidity of each room she goes into, because she's sort of got this paranoia about humidity in the palace. There's some weird stuff in it. So there's this big sort of state banquet. She's entertaining an American delegation who want to mine for cobalt in the country. And she just kind of does this karaoke singing to everyone who's there. So, yeah, it's pretty weird. I'm not sure it quite works. I mean, there are elements of it I found funny. sure, but I don't know. I didn't really buy into it, even though I very, very much like Kate Winslet. So, yeah, not quite sure. Hugh Grant, although he's not in episode one, is going to be in it, and it's directed by Stephen Frears. So, yeah, good pedigree, and created by one of the writers on Succession.